Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As we look around us, it can be challenging to maintain our faith in a world that seems to be in a constant state of turmoil and uncertainty. We may question whether God is present or if He even cares about the struggles we face. However, the Bible teaches us that even in the darkest of times, God is with us, guiding us, and sustaining us on our journey of faith. In this message, we will explore 5 key principles for maintaining faith in a failing world. May it inspire and encourage you to deepen your trust in God and to live out your faith in a way that brings hope and light to the world around you. Again, the topic is faith in a failing world. Our Bible text is from James chapter 2 verse 17.
James chapter 2 verse 17. In the same way, faith also, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself.
The world we live in today is a failing world. Everywhere we turn, we see brokenness, despair, and hopelessness. We see political turmoil, economic instability, and social unrest. We see people struggling to make ends meet, families torn apart by addiction and abuse, and communities torn apart by violence and hatred. In the midst of all this chaos and confusion, it can be easy to lose faith in ourselves, in others, and even in God. But the truth is that faith is more important than ever in a failing world. Faith gives us hope, strength, and courage to face the challenges of life with grace and dignity. It helps us to see the goodness in others, to find meaning in our struggles, and to trust that God is with us even when we can't see Him. So how do we maintain our faith in a world that seems to be falling apart? How do we keep our hope alive when everything around us is so dark and discouraging? In this message, we will explore some of the key principles of faith and how they can help us to navigate the challenges of life in a failing world. 1. Faith begins with a decision. The first step in building faith is to make a decision to believe. Faith is not something that just happens to us. It is a conscious choice that we make. We must decide that we are going to trust in God, even when everything around us is telling us not to. This decision requires us to let go of our fears, doubts, and insecurities and to trust that God is with us, even in the darkest moments of our lives. It means surrendering our lives to God and allowing Him to guide us on our journey of faith. Have you made a decision to trust in God, even in the midst of a failing world? Have you surrendered your fears and doubts to Him and allowed Him to guide you on your journey of faith? If not, what is holding you back? Trust in God today, He has power over the affairs of the world. Your faith in Him can keep you strong even in the midst of the chaos of this world. 2. Faith requires action. Faith is not just a passive state of mind. It requires our action. Faith without work, that is without action, is dead. James chapter 2 verse 17. We must be willing to step out in faith and do what God has called us to do, even when it is difficult or uncomfortable. We must step out of our comfort zones, take risks, and trust that God will provide for us and protect us as we follow His leading. We must be willing to act on God's word, even when it looks foolish. 3. Faith grows through challenges. Faith is not something that we possess once and for all. It is something that grows and develops over time. And one of the ways that faith grows is through challenges and difficulties. When we face trials and tribulations, we are forced to rely on God in a deeper and more profound way. We learn to trust Him more fully, to lean on Him more completely, and to find strength in Him that we never knew existed. So instead of running away from challenges, we should embrace them as opportunities to grow in our faith. We should trust that God will use our struggles to shape us into the people He wants us to be and to prepare us for the work He has called us to do. 4. Faith is sustained through prayer and fellowship. Faith is not something that we can sustain on our own. We need the support and encouragement of others who share our faith and can help us to stay connected to God. This is why prayer and fellowship are so important. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God. It allows us to express our doubts, fears, and struggles to Him and to ask for His guidance and wisdom. Fellowship, on the other hand, allows us to connect with other believers and to encourage one another in our faith journeys. Do you have a regular prayer and fellowship practice in your life? When we pray and fellowship with other believers, we are reminded that we are not alone in our struggles. We are part of a community of believers who share our struggles and can help us to stay connected to God. 5. Faith is rooted in the truth of God's Word. Finally, faith is rooted in the truth of God's Word. The Bible is not just a collection of stories and teachings. It is the living Word of God that speaks to us today. It is our guidebook for life, providing us with wisdom, guidance, and encouragement for every situation we face. When we read and study God's Word, we are reminded of His faithfulness, His love, and His grace. We are reminded of the promises He has made to us and the hope we have in Him. We are reminded that even in a failing world, God is still in control and working all things for our good. In conclusion, faith in a failing world is not easy, but it is possible. By making a decision to trust in God, putting our faith into action, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, seeking prayer and fellowship, and grounding ourselves in the truth of God's Word, we can maintain our faith even in the darkest moments of our lives. So I challenge you today to examine your own faith journey. Are there areas where you need to make a decision to trust in God more fully? Are there actions you need to take to put your faith into practice? Are there challenges you are facing that you can use as opportunities to grow in your faith? Are you seeking prayer and fellowship with other believers? Are you grounding yourself in the truth of God's Word? May we all continue to seek and grow in our faith, even in a failing world. And may we trust that God is with us always, guiding us and sustaining us on our journey of faith. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for your faithfulness and love towards us. We acknowledge that the world around us can be failing, and it can be challenging to maintain our faith in such circumstances. But we know that with you, all things are possible. Help us to trust in you more fully and to put our faith into action every day. Grant us the courage to embrace challenges as opportunities to grow in our faith, and to seek prayer and fellowship with other believers. May we always be rooted in the truth of your Word, finding strength, wisdom, and hope in its pages. We pray that you will guide us on our journey of faith, sustaining us through every trial and hardship we face. Thank you for your love and grace, and for the gift of faith that enables us to trust in you. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Judges chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 42. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.